The next patient is Sally Jackson. The last name is J-A-C-K-S-O-N. First name Sally, S-A-L-L-I-E. This is the clinical case of a 79-year-old African-American female that is a patient of Dr. Saint Flair. Spelling S-A-I-N-T dash Flair, F-L-E-U-R. Was referred to the practice because of evidence of deterioration of the kidney function. This patient has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus, more than 20 years. She has a history of arterial hypertension and severe coronary artery disease and has been extensively evaluated through cardiac catheterizations. And the patient has a history of relapsing urinary tract infection. She has an episode of sepsis with acute renal failure and hyperkalemia and metabolic acidosis in the middle part of 2021. The patient at that time had a Foley catheter that was in place for about 2 months. The patient states that the urine was clear during this period that she had a Foley catheter period. Once the Foley catheter had been removed, relapsing urinary tract infections are present. Whether or not this patient has a neurogenic bladder is the most likely consideration. We have to take this into consideration when evaluating the kidney function. In December the 8th, 2021, the patient had a hemoglobin of 10.7, hematocrit of 34.2, platelets of 212,000, and a white blood cell count of 5,200. The creatinine was 1, the BUN was 23, and the estimated GFR was 41 mLs per minute. The urinalysis is very difficult to interpret because of the presence of red blood cells, white blood cells, leukocyte stearase, and bacteria. However, the albumin creatinine ratio was 56. The patient had a hemoglobin A1C of 8. In summary, the CKD3B in Mrs. Jackson is related to diabetes mellitus that has been present for a long time, a diffuse arteriosclerotic process leading her to the nephrosclerosis in the presence of arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Whether or not the patient has a component of obstruction is unknown. The patient doesn't have a history of the compensated congestive heart failure, period. The recommendations in the management of the chronic kidney disease is adequate blood sugar control, blood pressure control, a plant-based diet. This is a patient that is a candidate for the administration of SGLT2 inhibitor. We are going to proceed with to complete the evaluation of this kidney function in order to make the adequate recommendations. Number two, diabetes mellitus that is under fair control. Number three, the patient has anemia. This anemia is most likely associated to a persistent hematuria that is followed by Dr. Onishi, O-N-Y-S-H-I. He is treating the patient with betanecol at a high dose, and he's following the patient closely. If there is a significant amount of urine retention, the best option would be either a Foley catheter or a suprapubic catheter in order to avoid the obstruction component. Following number, severe coronary artery disease. The patient had coronary artery bypass graft in 2014, a PCI in 2017, and more recently evaluated by Dr. Jones, medical management was recommended. Following number, the patient has obstructive sleep apnea. We are going to complete the evaluation and reevaluate the case after that. A paragraph, we spent 20 minutes reviewing the referral and the past history. In the face-to-face, 25 minutes, and in the documentation, 10 minutes.